This is Passport to Texas. Since 1970, Kemp's Ridley sea turtles have been on the endangered species list. The National Park Service, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and other partners developed a plan to assist their recovery, including the creation of a secondary nesting site at the Padre Island National Seashore.
The numbers are moving in the right direction, but we're not up to the milestones that are outlined in the recovery plan to even downlist the species to threaten, much less to get it off the list entirely.
Dr. Donna Shaver oversees sea turtle science and recovery at Padre Island National Seashore. Dr. Shaver says this year's annual survey identified 352 nests from Galveston down to Mexico.
We've had more found at Padre Island National Seashore and more found in the state of Texas this year than in the last 2 years combined, so we're very excited about it.
Decades of conservation are paying off, or are we just getting better at finding sea turtle nests?
We do think that we are seeing an actual significant increase compared to when I started, and only one nest would be found, say, about every 2 or 3 years. And now here to find more than 300 in Texas during a year is a big accomplishment for conservation and recovery of the species.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.